Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The half-brother of King Abdullah of Jordan has called on people to come together and make their voices heard in a video in which he said he was under house arrest. In the video that was passed to the BBC, Prince Hamza bin Hussein accused the country's leaders of corruption and incompetence, but he denied being part of any conspiracy. The military has said that Prince Hamza was asked to stop any action targeting Jordan's security and stability. Here's Lise Doucette.
It's going to be a significant challenge to King Abdullah now. How does he respond to his young, popular half-brother and former crown prince who has decided to go public in this way? What will be the reaction going forward of the intelligence services? What were the links of the former crown prince to other prominent officials, including Bassem Awadallah, who I've known for many years? He's always been extremely close to King Abdullah, who protected him against the repeated criticism of the tribes and other members of Jordanian society when he oversaw economic reform in the kingdom. Prince Hamza spoke about his friends being arrested.
Police in central India have confirmed that at least 22 security personnel have been killed in a gun battle with Maoists in the state of Chhattisgarh. From Delhi, Unbarasan Etirajan reports.
It's one of the deadliest clashes between Indian security forces and the Maoists in recent years. Around 400 elite police commandos went on a search operation in the district of Bijapur, and they came under what seems to have been a well-coordinated attack by the rebels. The police team retreated on Saturday after suffering heavy losses. A search team has now found the bodies of troops who were missing after the battle. The rebels have also taken away the weapons of the dead police commandos. The insurgents, who mostly operate in central and eastern parts of India, say they are fighting for the rights of rural poor. A senior official said the Maoists had also suffered casualties, but they have not commented so far.
The British government is planning a series of pilots to allow large crowds into public events in England, but only if people can prove they've been vaccinated or are clear of coronavirus. The Prime Minister has said the COVID status certification scheme will help people return to the things they love. Here's Jessica Parker.
There have been concerns raised, not least of all by some of their own MPs, that this could be discriminatory to people who, say, hadn't had the vaccine, or if they're using an app to prove COVID status, what if you don't have a smartphone? So they're saying there'll be some paper certification. You won't have to use it digitally, and because you're looking at testing and immunity as well, that means that fewer people would potentially be left out of the system.
Jessica Parker reporting. World News from the BBC.